next on Annenberg Radio News.
He's been a father figure to me. Not just because he is a priest. No, not at all. He treated me like one of his sons.
Former gang members share how they got out and got a job with the help of a priest. It's Tuesday, October 2nd. I'm Jennifer Chapsky. 8 years after being burned down, Homeboy Industries is celebrating the opening of its new facility in downtown L.A. Danya Burakoff has the story of former gang members who are trading guns for buns.
It was a grand dedication at Fran and Ray Stark Center as community members, the city council, and Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa welcomed the new bakery of Homeboy Industries. The nonprofit organization is a rehab center that employs about 250 former gang members and at-risk youth and trains them to become scratch bakers. The intervention program was founded by Jesuit priest Gregory Boyle in the wake of the 1992 LA riots. It gives gang members a second chance, guided by the principle that nothing stops a bullet like a job.
We all want to be taught how to fly. This is a place where that's learned.
The center will serve as their new headquarters and will house a Homeboy bakery and an expanded homegirl cafe. But the program isn't just about the food. Homeboy Industries also has tattoo removal, counseling, job training, and outside job placement services. The bakery was the first Homeboy project, but since then, several other businesses have been launched, including Homeboy Landscaping, Graffiti Removal, Merchandise, and Embroidery. Danya Burakoff, Annenberg Radio News.
Local leaders are asking everyone in L.A. to save energy by turning off their lights for at least 1 hour on October 20th. The County Board of Supervisors and City Council voted today to make that Saturday Lights Out Los Angeles Day. Supervisor Yvonne Burke sponsored the motion.
We aren't saying to the small business person to turn their lights out. We're saying to these big commercial buildings that there's no one in them, government buildings where there's no one there, and someone who's going out for dinner, turn out your lights, or if you're in one room, turn the rest of the lights out.
A similar effort in Sydney, Australia, kept more than 24 tons of carbon dioxide from going into the air. That's the equivalent of taking more than 48,000 cars off the road for an hour. The founder of Blackwater USA, Eric Prince, defended his security company before Congress today against allegations it covered up the killings of Iraqi civilians. Blackwater plans to build a training facility in Southern California, but as Lata Pandya reports, community activists are against the project.
45 miles east of San Diego, in the city of Potrero, Blackwater USA is planning to build a new training center. There is growing opposition from community activists and environmentalists. They are worried about the impact the facility could have on the small rural town. Local coordinator for the Citizens Oversight Project, Raymond Lutz, says the Blackwater project will disturb the wildlife and agricultural reserve the community has worked so hard to preserve.
Bald eagles have been located there, and also the condor, California condor, was spotted flying over this area for the first time since 1910. Finally, they're coming through and living up in these natural areas. You don't want to put in urban development up in those areas.
The proposed facility would cover 800 acres and include 15 buildings. The County of San Diego is performing an environmental impact review of the Blackwater project. That process could take up to 2 years. Lata Pandya, Annenberg Radio News.
Felix the Cat is getting a second life. The famous neon sign in Chevrolet showroom was recommended as a historical cultural monument once before. Now a city council subcommittee is taking up the recommendation again. Matt Mundy caught up with some local residents to see what they think.
Driving along the 110 near USC, one thing always stands out, a giant three-sided neon Felix the Cat sign. The grinning cat has stood firm above the Chevrolet showroom there for nearly 50 years now, and is an indelible landmark for USC students and local residents alike. For one USC student, it symbolizes something special.
It's actually interesting just because when I first came to USC, my grandfather told me about actually always seeing the sign while passing USC. So for me, it's always been somewhat of a cultural monument in its own place, just because I remember it being one of the first memories of actually hearing about USC before I actually attended school. So.
For longtime residents of the area, they've seen the sign for years and hope to see it for many more.
That's one of the oldest signs around here. Matter of fact, that's only one of the original buildings around here on these four corners, is that building right there.
That sign has been there for years. When I was a teenager, that sign was there. So it is a historical sign.
If the city eventually decides to designate it as a historical cultural monument, it will mean that Felix the Cat will be grinning at us for a lot longer. Matt Mundy, Annenberg Radio News.
Healthcare activists gathered in front of the L.A. Central Jail today, urging Governor Schwarzenegger to sign a bill to cut down on AIDS infections in state prisons. Susan Grant reports.
The bill would allow nonprofit groups and health agencies to distribute condoms to inmates in state prisons. Reverend Clyde Oden Jr. says the initiative, known as AB1334, is meant to cut down on infections among the minority community.
We're seeing, because there's a disproportionate number of African American and Latino men in prison, there's a disproportionate number of African American and Latina women who are being infected, and there's a direct correlation.
This experience is one that Precious Jackson knows all too well. 9 years ago, she was infected by her former boyfriend shortly after he left prison. Jackson says this bill is an important preventative measure.
So this bill is relevant, it's very important, because not to say that all men that are incarcerated have sex, but it does take place. And so we want to provide them with some source of protection, so when they do come out, they won't be transmitting the virus.
A similar bill was brought before Governor Schwarzenegger last year and was vetoed. He has yet to say whether or not he will sign AB1334. I'm Susan Grant for Annenberg Radio News.
October's falling in, but the weather doesn't think so. Skies will remain clear tonight, dipping to a low of 61 degrees. The warm weather is expected to last throughout the week, with highs tomorrow of 80 degrees. Next up on Annenberg Radio News, some South LA students are taking home full backpacks on the weekends. We'll have a story on why they're happy about it. For some parents, feeding their children is an expensive responsibility, sometimes too expensive. As Annie Chenefun reports, one school in South Los Angeles is trying to ease the burden.
When the clock hits 3 p.m. Friday afternoons, kids at Normandy Elementary School are excited for the weekend. But the end of the week can also mean going 2 days without healthy food.
It's because the families, poor working families, have to spend a lot on housing, on transportation.
Dr. Jonathan Fielding is the director of public health for Los Angeles County. He helped kick off a new program to distribute backpacks of food at the school.
The good food like fruits and vegetables are very expensive in inner city areas, and it's easier and cheaper, and sometimes the only option is to buy chips and soda.
The backpacks contain foods like oatmeal, rice, apple juice, and macaroni and cheese. They go to needy students every other weekend. Principal Gustavo Ortiz says the teachers gave a list of kids whom they felt were the neediest.
They may have lacked proper shoes or clothing. And, you know, being at a school, you're like another family, so you know who are the neediest kids.
LA Regional Food Bank receives donations for the food. But while 125 students at Normandy Elementary are getting these backpacks, roughly 500 students are missing out. President and CEO of the food bank, Michael Flood, says the program is fairly new and no formal criteria has been set.
We look at need, so we're looking at schools that at this point are like 100% free school lunch because we know the population is needy, so that's really our criteria right now.
Flood says the food bank is hoping to get 8 schools into the backpack program by next year. For Principal Ortiz, the effort is greatly appreciated.
Sometimes families have to make decisions. Do I buy the shoes? Do I buy the shirts, the pants? And do I pay the rent? Or do I buy the medicine? Or, you know, do I feed the family?
Hunger can affect a student's concentration in the classroom. Ortiz says since the program was initiated last year, there has been an increase in academic performance. Annie Chanafun, Annenberg Radio News.
Now more on our top story. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa today broke bread with former gang members. They were celebrating the opening of a new facility for Homeboy Industries, which helps former gang members get jobs. Danya Burakoff tells us how a local priest has made the difference.
Danny Marcia is a 27-year-old who grew up in Boyle Heights, where he was an active member of the Playboys gang. He was always getting himself in trouble and spent more than 2 years in juvenile hall.
And I remember the man that opened the gates for me, he goes, "You'll be back in 3 months." And I said, "No, I'm not."
But Danny was lucky enough to know Father Gregory Boyles, the founder of Homeboys Industry.
He's been a father figure to me, and not just because he is a priest, no, not at all. He treated me like one of his sons that, you know, he wished to have, but he does have one in me.
Danny knew the priest for a mass Father Boyles conducted in his neighborhood, where three gangs live in close proximity. At age 15, Danny started helping out at the bakery, and it quickly became a hobby for him. And today, Danny has a degree as a pastry chef.
I think the puff pastries take my buds somewhere else.
Just like Danny, Father Boyles and Homeboy Industries has given thousands of former gang members a second chance through its job training and education services. Because having a job at Homeboy Industries means a new beginning. Danya Burakoff, Annenberg Radio News.
Vernon Andrews is the founder and director of a South LA-based youth mentorship program called Big Homies. Andrews is a former gang member himself. He told me he believes strong role models are crucial in helping at-risk youths lead positive and productive lives.
I was an at-risk youth at one time, and I spent 19 years in and out of prison. And when my life got turned around, I felt I should give something back to the community.
And so you felt that you could have benefited from one-on-one mentoring?
Well, when you spend time one-on-one with these youth today, they feel that you're their friend and that you got their back, and you build a bond of trust with them.
I know you're based in South LA and Venice. What is the current state of the gang situation in this area right now?
It's worse now.
It's worse now, and why do you think that is?
Because you have so many young youth that's disoriented. They growing up more so now than ever in single households. And then they don't have no supervision.
And so what does your program do to help provide that stability in their lives?
One-on-one mentor. We do group mentoring. We take them on outings out of their neighborhood so they can see that there's something else out there besides what they see when they walk out of their house or apartment. We try to introduce them to other people and let them know that they can make it. All they have to do is just hang in there and be productive. And we got a curriculum that we teach them to build their self-esteem up, and then they learn that the habits that they develop started way before they even recognized them. And we teach them new habits so the old habits will drop away.
Vernon Andrews is the founder of Big Homies, a mentorship program for kids in South LA. To hear today's stories, including a segment on Lights Out in Los Angeles, and see photos of the events we've covered, log on to our website any time of the day. Now we check in with Jessica Janner to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Jennifer. Well, we have a story about the safety on the north side of campus. There was an armed robbery at the Starbucks yesterday in the University Village. We were able to talk to an LAPD officer about how they're working with DPS to ensure student safety. We also have a story about an elementary school in Louisiana run by a state university. The school had a mock rally with kindergartners on the same day as a Gina 6 rally. It's raising a lot of controversy, and we have the local reaction. Remember, you can watch us live at 6 on Trojan Vision or anytime at atvn.org.
Thanks, Jessica. That's it for Annenberg Radio News. I'm Jennifer Chapsky. Thanks for joining us.